Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Thursday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. And boy, oh boy, oh boy, oh boy, what a morning this is going to be. We got all kinds of things going on here. I'm your host, retired fire rescue captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the Internet and the satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. Now, to everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers and all the mail haulers out there, the bulk mail haulers delivering the mail from post office to post office. Now, you can follow us live on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch Facebook page, because there's a link over there to listen to us, as well as on our website, the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. You can hear the show in its entirety over there right now. Click on the live link. Now, we also are heard on and seen on MeWe, Gab, Parler, also on Getter. We're also on Twitter, at Captain's America. And again, our website is the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com, simply the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. And we hope you go over there and check it out and see the things we have to offer. In the meantime, joining us right now from California, we have the man, the myth, the legend. It's the professor of politics, Kyle Warren.
All right, thank you, Captain. Hello to everybody.
Yes, and they're pretty comfortable tonight. It's one of those nights again where we've got picture postcard weather, and it's 72 degrees and a little bit cloudy. We've got the chance of some showers tonight. Don't know if we'll get them or not. We've had kind of a mixed bag earlier, and most of the rain has gone north of us, so that's pretty much where the rain has gone.
Okay, cool. Exactly.
Yep. No. How about as if we say the pledge and get rolling? You ready?
I sure am.
I pledge allegiance. To the flag. Of the United States of America. And to the republic for which it stands. One nation under God. Indivisible with liberty and justice for all. And there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. That is the Pledge of Allegiance, and we emphasize two words in there, under God. And the reason we do that is because of the fact that our country was founded on Judeo-Christian values.
That's right. Exactly right.
All right. Now, we're going to get started tonight with the obvious, and that is Ukraine. All hell broke loose in the capital city last night and into this morning, and there's been shelling, gunfire, all of the above being reported. There's some good news indirectly, and that was the Ukrainian forces pushed the Soviet forces back out of the capital city, back way out of into the rear echelon of the suburbs. In a lot of different places, they had an offensive, and they pushed them back, which is saying a lot, because they don't have a lot to do the pushing with.
Well, that's exactly right. Yeah, they took back a place called Irpin, which is a northwestern suburb of Kyiv, and they're also fighting another area 20 miles to the north, So definitely, Captain, they are racking up some very important victories. It's not the war yet, but they are winning these victories that do add up against the Russian army and perhaps even lowering their morale even further.
Well, Zelensky is going to be at that NATO meeting, and he's going to talk to them. He noted that the Ukrainian skies are still open to Russian aircraft and missiles, and that Ukraine still hasn't gotten the fighter jets and modern air defense systems it's requested. They said he said they also need tanks and other equipment. It's been a month of defending themselves from attempts to destroy them, wipe them off the planet of the Earth, and are using everything they have available to them, but they need more so they can do more and drive the Soviets out of their country. And I believe that they'll be able to do that. Now, I said Zelensky will be there. Yeah, he'll be there via Skype, I guess.
Well, of course, yes. It's very dangerous for him to move around, and definitely needs to do that remotely. But you know, Captain, here we go. Back in the day, in the early 1940s, the idea was the arsenal of democracy. It's time to be that again in a very real way.
Yes, and we know that Russia has suffered immensely. Now, we heard something else yesterday about the casualties. We figured from NATO, NATO's telling us 7,000 to 15,000 Russian troops dead in the Ukraine. Just pick a number. It could be the low at 7. It could be the high at 15. They're saying it's almost 10, so I'll take the one in the middle. But when you take into consideration the soldiers that have been wounded, the soldiers that have been captured, and the soldiers that are missing, it's a total of 40,000 Russian troops that have been directly affected and taken out of the battle.
Yes, so the Russian army literally is hemorrhaging personnel in this. One wonders, Captain, how much longer they could really keep it up to the levels that they would have to do in order to, quote, win the war. But yes, this is major, major victory time for the Ukrainians.
Well, we heard about these people, replacements coming in and all that sort of stuff, but we haven't seen them yet, and I'm not so sure they're going to be moving as quickly as what Russia would like to have them there. That's just my thought.
No, I think you're right about that, and every day gives the Ukrainians a better chance to dig in, to strategize, and to receive that all-important aid that needs to go to them.
But little old Ukraine is putting it to the Soviets, the big bad boys. They're putting it to them, and God bless them on that, and I hope that God continues to bless them, and that they're able to defend themselves and drive the Soviets the hell out of their country. Because pretty soon, you talk about the Russian soldier morale being bad, hey, you ain't seen nothing yet if they start getting wiped on the battlefield, like it sounds like they are in a lot of cases. We'll be right back. Don't go anywhere. This is the Captain's America Third Watch.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. There's more of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after this short break. Stay.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Who listens to radio at night? EMTs, truck drivers, law enforcement, and many other hardworking people just like you, buying products and services from companies just like yours. Many companies owe their success to radio. It's the engaging medium. Call 877-996-4327 or email advertise@gcnlive.com. That's advertise@gcnlive.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch, with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Thank you very much, Kyle. I will take it away. This portion of the program, this segment coming up with Kyle Warren, a professor of politics, brought to you by Mike Lindell and his MyPillow.com company. And we're very proud and happy to have them aboard. They have been very supportive of us, and that's what we appreciate. And we're supportive of him and his efforts, too. Now, here's the deal, folks. Go to MyPillow.com. Take a look at what's on the website, and before you buy anything off the phone page of the website, go to the Radio Listener Specials link that's right there. You'll see like a little box, and it's embossed, and you'll be able to double-click on it, and boom, you go into a totally different page, Radio Listener Specials. What you'll find is about 150 or more items, all marked down even lower than what you saw them on the home page at MyPillow.com. Now, they'll have savings there of 50%. Savings of 67%, savings of 75%. They'll have a lot of BOGOs there, buy one, get one. They'll have a lot of buy one, get something free from Mike Lindell's collection of either books or sheets or something. But you'll see all sorts of things in there on the Radio Listener Specials page. Now, in order to get your price, your reduced price, you have to have a promo code. That's simple. Promo code is always going to be Captain. Captain, that gets you the price. And you can give them a call and talk to a live person, too, at 800-641-5459. That's 800-641-5459. Promo code is always Captain. The website is MyPillow.com. The page, Radio Listener Specials. And happy shopping, everybody. And you're going to find that there's a lot of stuff there. And Mike Lindell has decided to keep his specials going on the MyPillow.com Radio Listener Specials page, promo code Captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, the professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
I guess when they first went in about a month ago into Ukraine, I came right up out of the way, and I said, you know how they can solve this and get this over, Russia to stop almost immediately? And what was it that I said?
Well, basically, you were talking about flooding the market for oil.
Drowning.
With more oil.
Drowning the world with American oil to force the price of oil down to stop Russia's ability to be able to generate $100 a barrel oil, and Iran and all the other pains in the you-know-what that were out there. We needed to drown the world in American oil. We didn't do it. And I still say it's not too late to do it. But all of a sudden yesterday, out comes this story. And guess who suggested exactly what I did when this all started finally this week?
Who's that?
Donald Trump.
Oh, very interesting.
Donald Trump came out and suggested the same thing that we said on this show when the first shots were fired, ladies and gentlemen, and that is what we said. And for those of you that don't believe me, go back and listen to the show back about 3 weeks or 4 weeks ago, whatever, and you will hear what I'm talking about. Now, the fact of the matter, and by the way, we didn't talk about it just once. We talked about it over and over again, that this is how you end this thing, because we had other guests on the program that were agreeing with us, plus we had some callers that were agreeing with us, plus we had a call from somebody in the oil business, remember? And they said, you're right. That's all we got to do is flood the market.
Well, that's right. And, Captain, one would think that if Donald Trump were the president of the United States at this point,
he would have done
absolutely
it.
No problem. Exactly.
Nope.
He wouldn't be kowtowing to the AOCs and the Squad and the all the left, who basically had the Biden administration paralyzed. And they're paralyzed to our detriment because this is a national security issue. It is now an actual weapon that can be used in order to fight Vladimir Putin. And Biden is not doing it.
And it's not just about oil. We have natural gas, clean natural gas. We have a lot more energy than any other country in the world. And we were actually exporting some of that energy around the world, or especially over to Europe and whatnot. And they were beginning to like what they were seeing. And it all got taken away by who?
Well, Joe Biden and the Biden administration.
That is correct. Yeah. So I want the American people, once again, who have been sitting on their hands, who don't say too much about this, either because they don't care or they don't know or they got enough money to buy their next tank of gas or whatever. But I'm telling you, have you had enough yet, folks, with all of this? Have you had enough? Demand. Start writing letters to the editors. Start talking to the representatives. I don't care if it's a state rep, a county rep, a congressman, a senator, whatever, the White House, whatever you want to do. Start demanding that we use our own energy and tell Russia to go kiss our, and here it comes, ass.
Right. Well, exactly.
And
well,
I'm not afraid to say it because I mean it.
Well, exactly. But because, Captain, this is where the rubber meets the road. I mean, this is high time that something actually gets done. And I just wonder sometimes, Biden and the Democrat Party elite, do they have a real problem with America being a true leader in the world? Because we're absolutely abdicating that position by not doing this.
Did you see the Department of Energy Secretary Grantham yesterday and what she said about this?
No, what did she say?
Well, you know, we have to have clean energy, but we also at the same time have enough energy to be able to take care of the situation and bring the prices down. And we can do both. We can have clean, green energy, and we can also have the fossil fuels, but we have to have it clean. She must have said that 25 times in a speech she gave, and I'm just sitting there saying, shut up.
Well, she's virtue signaling. You know, if you put it in context, I know that at this moment in time, this is not exactly the same as World War II in terms of the war effort.
She mentioned that a few times.
Oh, really? Yeah.
Yeah, World War II.
Well, but the idea is that the war effort has to be that should be the primary thing that we're looking at right now.
Yep.
Because if we don't stop Russia in its tracks, we're going to have more problems. And guaranteed. And so while they continue to hem and haw and try to virtue signal about clean energy, et cetera, this is not the time. The time now is to actually beat the bad guys.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's just remember one little thing about Donald Trump, and this is easy to prove. during his administration, especially the last 2 years, when we brought up the production of oil and we were starting to export oil and it had become the number three producer of oil products, byproducts and whatnot, energy, and we're selling it to the members of the world, you didn't hear a word, one, about OPEC. OPEC was a dead subject.
Yeah, it was irrelevant. Exactly. And gas prices were incredibly low, and people weren't...
$1.87.
That's right. And people weren't concerned in the sense that if I put a tank of gas in my car, do I buy the same... Can I buy the food that I usually buy?
Yep.
This is a real big issue.
Yep.
And the Democrat Party elite have glossed over it, Captain.
And we had oil, $25, $30, $35, $40 a barrel that kept our prices down. And it stayed there for a long time. And I realized some of the oil companies said, well, we can't make any money at this. We can't this. We can't that. Okay, it costs more than that to get it out of the ground. Well, they managed to find a way to refinance their efforts, and they still made money.
Well, sure. They're always going to make money. Exactly right. But Americans certainly, you know, they would long for those days to return, mm-hmm. Captain, don't you think?
Right. But what I'm telling you and what I'm telling America, and then I'll get off my high horse here, is that we have the wherewithal and we have the energy to be able to tell these fools to go take a short walk off a long freaking pier, because we can do this. We don't need them, and Joe Biden is not our friend in this, and we need to insist and demand, and with our votes come November, we need to vote every one of these bums out that have put us in this situation. You know who they are. Vote them to hell out and start over with the people that will swear or guarantee or make a pledge that we are going to go back to being the America that we were when Donald Trump was around, and we were energy self-sufficient.
Well, that's right. Send the message at the ballot box.
You bet.
And go one step further.
And take these green people, these AOCs and these Tlaibs and all them, and send them the message that we don't want you around anymore. We're not listening to you. Just like Fauci. Same thing.
Right. And get supermajorities. So the veto-proof, veto-proof, I should say.
The more of us, and we know there's more of us than there are them. We know that.
Right. Yeah, yep. Exactly right. And Captain, I think you're going to see a lot of crossover. You're going to see a lot of rank-and-file Democrats saying they've had enough. This party doesn't represent them anymore. Mm-hmm. And they're tired of paying at the pump. They're tired of paying at the grocery store.
Yep.
And they're going to make a change.
Well, I want everybody to remember that this is the 24th of March right now. And it's the show for the 24th, and we're going to keep this recording, and come election night, we're going to play back this segment that I just did and let everybody hear what we talked about and see whether or not we did it or not. I think we can. I think we can. Kyle, hold that thought. Folks, we'll be right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
The governor of Louisiana is inspired by the recovery effect in New Orleans, which was hit by a massive tornado. Governor John Bel Edwards saying the aerial view of hard-hit Araby was amazing. He said one house was totaled and then next door the home was untouched. One person was killed and eight people were injured. President Biden's Supreme Court nominee Ketanji Brown Jackson set to appear before the Senate Judiciary Committee for day four of her confirmation hearings on Thursday. On Wednesday, Judge Jackson said she understands the constitutional constraints placed on judges.
Judges can't make law. Judges shouldn't be policymakers. That's a part of our constitutional design, and it prevents our government from being too powerful and encroaching on individual liberty.
USA Radio News.
At Social Security, we are always thinking of ways to save you time and make things easier. That's why we created My Social Security. Opening a My Social Security account gives you secure access to your personal record and interactive tools tailored for you. You can see if you are eligible to receive benefits, view spousal benefit estimates, and compare retirement benefit estimates at different ages or dates when you want to start receiving benefits. Already receiving benefits? Use your account to change your address, set up or change direct deposit, get a proof of income letter, and more. In most states, you can also request a replacement Social Security card. Save time. Go online. Open a My Social Security account at ssa.gov/myaccount. Social Security, securing today and tomorrow.
Produced at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch, heard live right here on this station from 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time, overnight Monday through Saturday. Call 877-969-8600 and tell us what's on your mind.
All righty, we are back, and this segment of the Captain's America Third Watch, my conversation with Kyle Warren, brought to you by our friends of Relief Factor. That's the father and son team of Pete and Seth Talbot. And they just do a bang-up job over there, I'll tell you. They do a bang-up job over there. And it is certainly worth the effort for you to go over to the website they gave me, relieffactor.com/captain, and check them out and see what they are all about. Now, the reason for all of that is because this product I've taken for over 7 years, and it works for me. It works for me. Now, the reason it does is because it's all natural. It has turmeric, resveratrol, icarin, and omega-3 in it, which helps the body to support its natural response to inflammation, which is part of the problem that I have, swelling in my foot, my ankle, or my leg, and or inflammation and pain that comes with it. Now, it will lower or eliminate the pain that's associated with the exercise and everyday living, and I will tell you that Relief Factor will also target the underlying problem areas from four different areas, metabolic pathways, to alleviate the pain right at the source. Now, this is a really good thing. This is a really good thing. And I wouldn't be telling you about this if I didn't believe in the product. And I do believe in this product because it works for me. So, go to the website they gave me. That is relieffactor.com/captain, relieffactor.com/captain, to find out more. And $19.95 is all it costs to get it started. Go to the 3-week quick start, give it a shot, see what happens. And after that, it's all elementary, my dear Watson, elementary. Because when you find out it works for you, you'll get on the regular delivery, and away you go, and all your questions will be answered, at the website, relieffactor.com/captain. All right, back to Kyle Warren, professor of politics. Hey, Kyle.
Hey, Captain.
Now, Russian President Putin's special presidential representative, Anatoly Chubais, resigned from his post. And according to top Kremlin spokesman Dmitry Peskov, it appears that Chubais resigned himself. But whether he left the country or not, we don't know. And the spokesman said that that's his own business anyway. But we also have another representative who's missing in action, and he's the Ministry of Defense, and nobody can find him.
Captain, you know, they call it Russia again.
Yep.
But it's really more like the old Soviet Union. This is exactly the kind of thing you would expect.
Yep.
Just interchange the name. It's the same thing. And unfortunately, Captain, I think, you know, we're seeing these things begin to happen. It means that Putin is going to start getting worse and more desperate because things aren't going his way. And so I think we'll see more of these kinds of stories where suddenly they're gone. And whether or not he left the country, that's his own business. I mean, what kind of talk is that? I mean, you know, they're just toying with us now with that stuff.
Yeah, whether or not he's in the dungeon is another. But and by the way, we lost the first female Secretary of State yesterday, Madeleine Albright. She died at the age of 84, surrounded by family members. She was appointed the first female Secretary of State under Bill Clinton, President Bill Clinton, and she was one of the people that was responsible for grooming the later female Secretary of State, Condoleezza Rice.
Well, you know, Captain, Madeleine Albright, she really did know what she was doing, I think. She was very formidable. By all accounts, she was a good leader. She was in charge of things. She knew what she was talking about. This is, you know, someone who I think had a real impact, not only on American foreign policy, but on America, coming in as the first woman Secretary of State. So, yeah, we our thoughts and prayers and our condolences go out to her family. She lived a very, very interesting and good life.
Now, let me ask you a question. Could it be the upcoming red wave, or are you noticing what I'm noticing, that Biden and the Dems are flip-flopping on their COVID rules again around the country in some of these states?
Well, you know, nobody believes the idea the variant is coming and we're going to lock down again. We're going to have masks and all kinds of stuff. No, they realize nobody's buying that ever again. You know, nobody's going to go back to that, at least willingly. And, so I think they realize that something's got to give. They got to change their message somehow, but it's not going to be as easy as it was in the past.
Well, isn't that something? That's your phrase, by the way. Isn't that something?
Isn't that something? That's right. Well, but the idea, of course, is that they know the election's coming up. They got to find something to glom onto. And, of course, yes, the COVID is real and so forth. But look at where we are now, Captain. We've got so many people have been vaccinated and so many people have had it. They may not even know that they had it, but they've had it. So we're at that, at least as far as I can tell, and I'm not a doctor, but it looks like we're at that herd immunity threshold at the very least, where this is not something that's going to run through and devastate communities the way that it was doing in the early days of COVID.
No, and one would think that we would be able to be over this right now, you know, because of the numbers are going backwards. They're going down, not up, down. And when they talk about, well, we have this XYZD, Omicron, PDQ, and all that crap, get out of here. Just get out of here.
Well, sure. I mean, even look at Hillary Clinton. Hillary Clinton gets COVID, but yet has mild cold symptoms. This echoes so many stories, not only in the news, but of people who just know people who have tested positive, and what do they have? They had a slight cold.
Right, right. Yeah. And you can test positive with a cold.
Oh, of course. Of course. But the idea that somehow this is going to lead to the massive, consequences and lockdowns, et cetera, masks and all these mandates, nobody's going to accept this any longer. One would think, Captain, like villagers going after Dr. Frankenstein. I mean, they'd actually have pitchforks and torches. I mean, nobody's going to do this anymore.
You mean no more Igor?
That's right.
No more Igor. Yeah. Boy, I'll be disappointed then.
Yeah.
Well, let's talk about the Supreme Court decision that was made on the Wisconsin voter redistricting, which has obviously left the Dems reeling, especially not only in Wisconsin but around the country, because Republicans were down, let's say, a touchdown with one play left and half the field to go in Wisconsin regarding the redistricting for the state legislature. Well, thanks to a shocker of a decision from the Supreme Court, they're back in the game, and the case was sent back to the lower court because the Supreme Court said that they had done it all wrong.
Right, yeah. What the Wisconsin High Court now is going to have to do, they're going to have to go back and they're going to have to try to figure out where all these lines are going to go. But, yes, you're right, Captain. This was a Hail Mary at the end, and they pulled it out. And this is going to be interesting to see how this pans out.
What line? What line? Somebody see a line?
Yeah, well, they want to put the lines where it's just most beneficial for Democrats, and this is another way of, you know, we talk about legislating from the bench. Well, this is, you know, getting your districts from the bench to some degree, but the Supreme Court shot it down.
Yeah, this was obvious that they had screwed something up, because again, the Democratic governor and all that sort of stuff, and I'm just glad that they were able to get it resolved to a certain degree.
Yes, very much so.
Mm-hmm.
And I think generally speaking, people will be pleased with this. You know, the last thing they want to do is to have things ramrodded and so forth, drawn, you know, without real reason.
Well, yeah, and one would hope, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Well, the other thing is we haven't mentioned a lot yet about the Joe Biden comeback that we were all promised, and we aren't going to have enough time to talk about it totally. But a few weeks ago, the president's languishing poll numbers had seen a slight spike in a poll or two. So the claim wasn't totally baseless that he was starting to spike and his downward trend is gone and this, that, and the other. Well, lo and behold, yesterday comes along, and guess what happened?
What's that?
His approval rating dropped to 34%. In what's called the Selzer, S-E-L-Z-E-R, poll.
That is absolutely 100% devastating, isn't it?
It is to him.
Yeah, it is to Joe Biden. Well, I think, Captain, basically it shows that bad foreign policy, you know, he's just as bad at that as he is at domestic policy. So it's equal opportunity badness that we're seeing on display from the Biden administration.
How bad?
The polls reflect it.
How bad can it be?
Well, I know. I'm almost afraid to ask that question because it's like...
I think it's going to get worse.
Yeah, well...
As we go along and gasoline continues to go up and the cost of living continues to go up with it, it is going to get worse, not better.
It is.
The Democrats are doomed here.
Well, and the president continues to founder, and I don't think people have the impression that he's in charge or has his hand on the tiller and so forth. I think the feeling is we are carried along by what Vladimir Putin's going to do next, kind of thing.
All right. Well, we got something to say here after the top, after we get done with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report. Fred just chimed in there, and this is about your state, Kyle. So hang on, folks. We are coming right back with more on the Captain's America Third Watch. I'm going to let Kathy take us to break, and we'll be back with the Truckers Highway and Bible Report.
When you need to know, the Captain's America Third Watch is the place to go. Overnight, live, 2 to 6 a.m. Eastern Time on this station. More common sense, conservative talk.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes, even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome. Probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices? Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Donna Fiducia.
And I'm Don Newen with Cowboy Logic Radio. When we're traveling the highways across America, we want to hear the captain, Matt Bruce, and his Truckers Highway and Weather Report.
Always on top of things to help America's truckers roll. That's why we listen to the Captain's America Third Watch with retired Captain Matt Bruce live at 2 a.m. Eastern Time. Be safe and keep it between the lines.
You're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
Buy a shotgun. Buy a shotgun.
Yeah.
Kyle, who's that group?
Is that the, it's right on the tip of my tongue. I know the song. I love that song, Jealous. I think it's cool.
Yeah, that's cool, but that's not the name of the group. You give up?
Yeah, I give up.
The Black Crowes, Jealous
Black
Again.
Black Crowes, okay, there you go. Exactly. Yeah, that's
oh, my goodness. I mean, that was, you know, that was the one I was looking for the other night they couldn't find, and I finally found it because I forgot you had to look the title up in a different manner because it's not, the name of it's not just Jealous.
Yep.
It's Jealous Again. Yeah, I could bebop to that for the next hour and a half or so, but we don't want to do that because we already started I'm sure Fred down there in the Copacabana was probably dancing around the bathroom on that one. All right. Well, we've got a major storm which has worked its way across Florida and worked its way up into the middle Atlantic, and now it's up into the Northeast. We got snow in the higher elevations, New York and Vermont and Maine and Connecticut and, let's see, Massachusetts and New Hampshire. So we'll get into all that after you tell us what's going on out west.
Well, thank you, Captain. You know, I kind of feel a little bit like the Maytag repairman tonight because we don't have a whole lot of weather. Well, that's good, though, because that means...
The Lone Ranger.
That's right. Well, it's smooth sailing for our trucker friends and anybody out there driving along listening to us tonight as they go across the highways and byways. Do have a little bit of rain. This is going to be near Kalispell, Montana, up in northern Montana, south of Libby.
I know where that is. Like,
yeah, I got a little bit of rain moving through there. Just starting to skirt the border there of northern Idaho. And maybe a little bit of rain mixed in with sleet down near Hamilton in Montana. So that's really what we're seeing on the active radar right now. Don't have any other real big alerts to tell you about. But because of that, Captain, we have the opportunity to tell our listeners about what we like to call this day in weather history. Okay?
Uh-oh.
Can you imagine... Back in 1995, in my state of California, in March of that year, where we are right now, 57 out of California's 58 counties were flooded in some way and were declared federal disaster areas because of the El Nino that was coming through back during that time. And I do remember it well. We had a lot of rain back in those days in California, and it was really gully washers for sure. Far cry from where we are today in the major drought. But, of course, folks, be careful out there tonight, wherever you are, especially in the mountain passes, because it's still going to be cold. Our key mountain passes don't have any big weather to tell you about, so just be careful out there tonight.
All right, well, we're going to start in North Dakota and South Dakota. We've got some unsettled weather conditions up there. Probably going to be windy today. Might be a little bit chilly today up there, too. And there's a possibility that we could get back into some winter weather here in the next few days up in the western two-thirds of North Dakota, from Bismarck west and straight north to the Canadian border over to Montana, and then coming out of Rapid City, the mountains right there, possibility you could see some white stuff on top of it. Now, I'm going to stay up north for a while, coming over to Wisconsin, up there, Green Bay and west of Green Bay. You've got some unsettled weather there, windy conditions. Could be possibly a few snow flurries along the way. However... Lake Michigan, the southern part of Lake Michigan, we do have some rain there today, especially over the lake in the western part of Michigan, on down to the Indiana and Illinois, Chicago, Illinois, down in there. So you might have some showers right now, but you certainly are going to have a good chance of rain. Now, I'm going to drop straight down over from North Dakota into Texas and the southeastern corner of New Mexico, which is the Indian Reservation, Ruidoso. You're going to have some windy conditions there. Could be some weather moving in here. We'll see. Same with I-10 and I-20 with a split right there going up towards Midland on I-20. You're going to have a little breeze to blow you along. You'll have some going over east towards San Antonio as well. And then let's go up into the northeast, shall we? Because we've got in southern New York, where I-84 comes out of Scranton and drops into New York State right there in the Berkshires in Massachusetts, we've got some wintry weather conditions, and there could be some ice in the form of either freezing rain or sleet or snow or all of the above. Now, going straight up 87, north of Albany, all the way to Quebec, you're going to have the same type of weather. It's also going to be over into the Adirondacks itself and the Tug Hill Plateau. Same situation because of the temperature. It could be freezing rain. It could be sleet. It could be snow. It could be all of the above. Now, moving over into the northwestern corner, the hilly section, mountainous section of Connecticut and the Berkshires of Massachusetts and most of Vermont and most of New Hampshire and all of northern Maine, you are going to have the same type of weather, either snow or sleet or freezing rain. The chances are better it'll be all snow in Maine, though, because it's colder up there. And then got some rough water, Cape Cod on down to Long Island. So you're going to have some boating problems there for sure. Coming on down to the South Carolina coastline in Wilmington in North Carolina, going to have some rough conditions there right off the coast with the waves and whatnot. Probably have a small craft advisory over there as well by the looks of things. Now, keep in mind, the Truckers Highway and Byway Report is always brought to you by the Pilot and Flying J. And I know with all the bad weather that we had the last few days and all the tornadoes we had bouncing all around the south and the southeast, that a lot of guys chose to pull into those Flying J's and stay there until the weather passed, and that's a good thing. And I know that you took advantage of those of you that were in the driver's club of the points that you had and saving some money there. But, Kyle, let's hear about that for a second.
Well, that's exactly right, Captain, because when you're part of the driver's club, you're going to start earning a points on everything that you buy at the Pilot and Flying J. Now, what can you get at the Pilot and Flying J after just six fills? Well, you can start earning up to 4 points per gallon after those six fills. Try that with 2 points with the other guys. So right there, you've got a great reason to pull in, join the driver's club, download the My Rewards Plus app from pilotflyingj.com for your Apple or your Android device. You'll also get special offers as well. Check out the fuel card, by the way, because you'll also earn points on that. You'll get a great rate and so forth. You can check all this out, by the way, at pilotflyingj.com. And, Captain, don't forget, they are investing $1 billion
yeah.
in renovating some 400 of their locations. And that's because they love truckers, they love RVers, and they love drivers who are out there on the highways and byways of the road out going somewhere. So pull on in. Try the coffee because we think you'll agree it's the best cup of coffee out there on the interstate.
Yeah.
And just let the good people at Pilot and Flying J take good care.
And we don't say this enough. The RVers out there, you need to get yourself a Pilot and Flying J fuel card. Take advantage of that because they got the big pumps you can pull into and fill up that RV or that motorhome, that big Class A that you got. So you get that, you get the card, and you can start saving money. All right, we're coming back right after the top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
This is Kyle Warren. Stay tuned for another great hour of the Captain's America Third Watch coming up right after your top of the hour news. Don't go anywhere.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.